Hello.
Hi, guys.
His blood runs blue, and his skin is a shield that protects and serves Aaron Ossifer Rosen.
Yes. I don't know about that, but anyway. Good to talk with you guys. What's going on?
So actual cops have given us five ways they say is the best way to get out of a ticket. We want to see if you, actual cop, agrees with actual cops.
Okay. What do you got, Fuke?
Number one, they say put on your turn signal as soon as possible, even if there's nowhere to pull over. That way they know you're at least trying to. But if they meaning you, turn your lights and siren on, they think it's a good place to stop, so then pull over right away. Is that the proper etiquette?
Well, typically, you know, I mean, when your driver license, it says, you know, pull to the right. So, yeah, I don't know how effective that would be in getting out of the citation itself. It shows that, you know, you're willing to, you know, pull over and do what needs to be done. Our dander starts to go up when you keep going and you're not yielding. That's a problem.
They say, kiss up to cops before they go to your car to run your info. And that's normally when they decide whether or not to give you a ticket. Once they write one, you can't take it back. So no use after the info running to be sweet. You got to do it prior to, right?
Well, yeah. And we actually are taught, you know, oftentimes that the best practice is to make a decision prior to even making the first approach on a car. That way there's, you know, less of that in our mind. If we feel that, you know, it's deserving of a citation, whatever, for educational reasons or for, you know, to correct behavior, that's what the whole point is. You know, then you would do that at the first. But kissing up sometimes for most of us, for me, example, I don't like that. So
you're more prone to get a ticket, huh?
Right, so it could backfire.
Yeah, same with me for crying. If you cry, turn on the waterworks, you'll probably get a citation with me. I don't like it.
Wow. Okay, good. Good to know.
Ossifer Rosen, you don't like the kiss up. You don't like the pandering.
I've been talked out of tickets before, you know, by people. I think most of us prefer you just to be honest. Hey, look, I was going too fast. I wasn't paying attention. I need to do better, and I apologize. And you know, most times we take that under consideration. Go, you know, who hasn't done that a time or two? Who hasn't got, you know, they're distracted on where they're supposed to get off the highway and got a little too fast or whatever. So, accept accountability. That's kind of the key responsibility.
We are talking with Unified Salt Lake City's finest, Aaron Ossifer Rosen. All right, it says number three: don't be short with cops, but don't talk too much either. They might get suspicious if you give a one-word answer to every question, but might just be annoying if you start rambling too much.
No, I don't know. Just be yourself, you know. If you yourself typically gives a one-word answer at work, then I'd like to see what kind of a job you have. If you ramble at work, then maybe that'll be effective. But I don't know. You know, just be yourself.
How likely are you to let somebody out of a ticket if they make you laugh?
Oh, I think all of us have stories as officers of telling people, okay, I'll give you a chance to tell a joke or, you know, give me one good excuse that I haven't heard before or whatever, you know, that type of story. But I like to laugh. I like to be, you know, relatable to people. And even when people give me the song and dance about, you know, well, you don't get tickets, sometimes I'll pull out my last speeding ticket and show it to them. You know, I have it taped on the back of my clipboard and show them, oh, this is my last speeding ticket I just got, you know, a few months ago. Mm-hmm. We get ticketed, too. We get pulled over, too. So we understand. It's nerves, generally.
Ossifer Rosen,
got
pulled over, and I was asked, are you in a hurry, ma'am? And I said, just trying to beat the heat, and it was last summer, and I ended up getting a ticket anyway, speeding ticket. So would you have liked that joke?
Yeah, Lindsay, I'm sorry.
Oh, wait, the heat being the police.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you thought it was a weather joke as well, right?
In the summer, right.
Either way, it's bad. Whatever way you spin it, it's bad. I know.
Well, it ranks right up there with the, you know, are your eyes, you know, bloodshot? If you've been drinking, office, your eyes are glazed. If you've been eating donuts, it's the same type of thing. I think we all like humor. But it doesn't mean, though, Lindsay, that you wouldn't get out of a citation, or would or wouldn't, because, like I say, many of us make up our mind prior to even the first approach on a car.
Right.
And that way we can take the emotion out of it sometimes and just say, it was worthy of a citation before the first approach. We appreciate your honesty, or we appreciate your, you know, the rationale or whatever, but it's still going to be a citation.
What if somebody says, hey, man, I know a cop?
Yeah, name dropping doesn't work for me, and most of us don't like it.
What if you, like, say your father, or the guy who was getting the tickets, father, brother, uncle, was a cop that you knew?
Well, people tend to try to sneak that into the conversation all the time, and we're used to it, you know, but sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. It just depends.
Dr. Ossifer Rosen, thank you so much, man.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Lou. Thanks, Lindsay. Thanks, Dusty. Take care.
Sounds like there's not a ton of wiggle room with Rosen as opposed to other cops.
Yeah, he's a straightforward guy.
Yeah.
When I didn't realize it sounds like they are trained to know whether or not they're going to give a ticket right when they walk up to the car.
Yeah, they certainly, it seems the way that he's putting it is in that they know that cops are human beings and can be swayed by the hilarious beat the heat joke and things like that. So therefore they try and make it so, hey, run the stuff, see if it's legit before going up there and getting swayed by
pretty face, alligator tears,
right?
Good joke, bad joke.
Whatever. I know a cop, whatever it is. Right.